Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Friends, so good to see you today. Welcome to Sunday worship on this already December 22nd, 2019. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Sunday Worship is a radio ministry that's been out the air for several years now. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Been playing some Christ-centered, God-honoring Christmas music the last couple of weeks. And today, the Sunday before Christmas, is certainly no different. Let's start things off with "What Child Is This?" here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. So much for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Today it's Joey Kroll here with you, and I'll tell you what, the greatest man in history is Jesus. He had no formal servants, yet they called him master. He had no degree, yet they called him teacher. He had no medicines, yet they called him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battle, yet he conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, yet he still lives today.
Holy night. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were, in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
That's right. We are celebrating the Christ of Christmas. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Crowley. If you have some time today, connect with us on social media. Look us up on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. The angel was talking to Joseph in a dream. And in Matthew 1:21, it says, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Watch this. "For he will save his people from their sins."
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. Power when we were gone astray. Oh, time.
Christmas time and my wife was in cardiac intensive care after heart surgery. I had to do something to Christmasize her room. I found this little ceramic manger with Mary, Joseph, and the baby, and one little word at the bottom, hope. Well, my wife came back from that surgery, but 2 years ago, she was suddenly gone. I was devastated. That little manger now sits in the head of our bed all year long. As crushing as the grief was, there was something that outweighed it. Yeah, hope. The kind the Bible talks about in this statement about Jesus. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. See, my gal had put all her trust in Jesus' death on the cross for her, as I have, and in his resurrection from the dead, thus proving he can guarantee heaven to all who pin their hopes on him. Hope of sins forgiven, the power to change, to finally know why I'm here. Look, if you'd like to be sure you belong to Jesus, contact us at 888-NEED-HIM or chataboutjesus.com. Listen, take it from me. The anchor holds.
Adore him. Oh, come, let
You know, I'll tell you what, I just love reading Corrie Ten Boom. I don't know if you've seen some of her quotes, read some of her books, just a fantastic individual with just a way with words. She was talking about Christmas one time, and she said, "Who can add to Christmas? The perfect motive is that God so loved the world. The perfect gift is that he gave his only son. The only requirement is to believe in him. The reward of faith is that you shall receive everlasting life."
Follow the star to a place unexpected. Would you believe after all we've projected? A child in a manger. Lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we've waited for? 'Cause how many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have been the least for me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Bringing out gifts for the newborn Savior, all that we have, whether costly or meek, because we believe. Go for his honor and frankincense, for his pleasure and myrrh, for the cross he'll suffer. Do you believe? Is this who we've waited for?
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Water like a
a storm. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago, angels and archangels, they had gathered there. Cherubim and seraphim filled the air. But his mother of the Messiah with a kiss. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. What can I give him, poor as I am? And if I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. And if I were a wise man, I would do my part. Oh, what can I give him? Jesus, take my heart, my heart.
The Chosen Ones in the bleak midwinter. Well, thanks so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Hope you're keeping warm today. You can always drop me a note, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Always enjoy hearing from you and praying for you as well. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to gather with the Lord's people today, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.